Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Things of what's going on in the world today. One of them has to do with the COVID-19, which we know they're lying to us big time. And I just finished I got to get this sent down to RBN here, the audio clip, because I just finished it. I haven't had a chance to make sure everything's good in it, but I think we'll be close enough. And I want to play that because this person is the top heart and kidney guy in the world. Number one. It's hard to believe. Well, let's see if this is being sent here. Hopefully it's being, it's being downloaded. So it'll take RBN a few minutes to get it once they get it set up. But it's just absolutely astounding. And this guy was on Bill Still and other places. He's supposedly going to be on Tucker Carlson on Fox Nation. I saw a clip, but I didn't find it there yet. Now, this is the top guy in the world, and a bunch of other doctors that came out in April. And it's just absolutely astounding. RBM, when you get that ready to go, let me know. It's just absolutely astounding. We've never in the history. Well, let's go ahead and play this, because this is the top guy, and what the issue is, we have people that supposedly test for COVID-19. We send them home for a couple of weeks to see if we can bring them back to the hospital and hook them up and let them die. Let's go ahead and see how this turns out.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and I'm an internist and cardiologist and professor of medicine at Texas A&M University School of Medicine. I'm on the Baylor Dallas campus, and I've been intimately involved in the response to COVID-19. I can tell you that in my field, I'm an academic doctor. I see patients, but I'm
okay. Well, we'll be give RB in just a minute here to get it to the right place so we can hear it. But this is just absolutely information. The other thing that I'm going to talk about today is somebody that got 12 things in from the IRS. What do you do? They said, I want money, or we're going to lien you. We're going to take your property. What do you do? 12 of them at one time. Just can't make this stuff up. And I'm going to have solutions now. Just finishing it up. And we're going to go after them. And what is amazing, why am I the only guy that's out there be able to figure this out? There's other people smarter than me. They got Westlaw. Okay, okay, let's see here if I can see Skype too. I'm not sure here. I see that. I don't see Skype too. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to hang up real quick, and I'll send it, I'll find it, and I will go right back online again. Sorry for the delay here. As soon as RBN gets this queued up on the other side, I apologize. Okay, well, let's go ahead. This is the doctor, the top guy, heart and kidney. Let's go ahead and start.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and I'm an internist and cardiologist and professor of medicine at Texas A&M University School of Medicine. I'm on the Baylor Dallas campus, and I've been intimately involved in the response to COVID-19. I can tell you that in my field, I'm an academic doctor. I see patients, but I'm very involved in research. I'm an editor of two major journals. In my field, I'm the most published person in my field, which deals with the heart and the kidneys in the world in history. And when COVID-19 hit, I saw it as our medical Super Bowl. And there were going to be doctors like Dr. Urso coming out of wherever they worked to face the virus. And there were doctors in the hospital that just had to receive the virus. And then there were those who headed for the sidelines. And then there were those that were detractors against the pandemic. And so as I started to survey the literature, I had patients with heart and lung disease who needed urgent treatment. And I refused to let an illness, which lasted for 2 weeks at home, before they got sick enough to be hospitalized, I refused to let a patient languish at home with no treatment and then be hospitalized when it was too late. It was obvious. That was obvious in April that that was the case. So I used the best tools or drugs available at the time, and these are appropriately prescribed off-label. Remember, a label is an label. A label isn't a scientific document. Sure, it's an appropriately prescribed off-label use of conventional medicine to treat an illness. And I, in May, I put together a team of doctors. We summarized all we knew about the available drugs, and we published our findings in the August 8th issue of the American Journal of Medicine. And the title of that paper was The Pathophysiologic Basis and Rationale for Early Ambulatory Treatment. And it had a premise. There's two bad outcomes to COVID-19, hospitalization and death. The second premise, if we don't do something before the hospitalization, we can never stop it. We can never stop it. And I have to tell you, and I was the lead author in that paper, but we had dozens of authors from Italy, India, UCLA, Emory. We had the best institutions in the United States. I can tell you, the interesting thing was there was 50,000 papers in the peer-reviewed literature on COVID. Not a single one told a doctor how to treat it. Not a single one. When does that happen? I was absolutely stunned. And when this paper was published in the American Journal of Medicine, it became a lightning rod. Oh my gosh, it became the most cited paper in basically all of medicine at that time. The world started, the world started knocking on my door. And I said, oh my Lord, I just can't believe what became untapped. And I had never been on social media before. My daughter, who was home from law school, was talking to her about it. She said, well, why don't you make a YouTube video? So I made a YouTube video with four slides from the paper. This is a peer-reviewed paper published in one of the best medical journals in the world. Four slides. I even wore a tie and a suit, and she showed me how to record it in PowerPoint, and I posted it on YouTube. It went absolutely viral. And within about a week, YouTube said, you violated the terms of the community. And that's when Senator Johnson's office got involved in Washington, said, oh my gosh, this is important scientific information to help patients in the middle of this crisis, and social media is striking it down. Based on what authority? Well, one thing led to another, and I became the lead witness for the U.S. Senate testimony of November 19th, 2020. And the reason why there was Senate testimony is because there was a near total block on any information of treatment to patients. A near total block. And so what had happened over time is that we had gotten into a cycle in America of no information on treatment. Patients actually think that the virus is untreatable. And so what happens is they go out to get a diagnosis. Now, I'm a COVID survivor. My wife in the galley is a COVID survivor. My father in a nursing home is a COVID survivor. You get handed a diagnostic test. It says, here, you're COVID positive. Go home. Is there any treatment? And so what had happened over time is that we had gotten into a cycle in America of no information on treatment. Patients actually think that the virus is untreatable. And so what happens is they go out to get a diagnosis. Now, I'm a COVID survivor. My wife in the galley is a COVID survivor. My father in a nursing home is a COVID survivor. You get handed a diagnostic test. It says, here, you're COVID positive. Go home. Is there any treatment? No. Is there any resources I can call? No. Any referral lines, hotlines? No. Any research hotlines? No. That's the standard of care in the United States. And if we go to any one of our testing centers today in Texas, I bet that's the standard of care. I bet that's the standard of care. No wonder we have had 45,000 deaths in Texas. The average person in Texas thinks there's no treatment. They honestly think there's no treatment. EUA antibodies. You heard from a 90-year-old gentleman who got bamlanivimab. Terrific. Where's the focus? There's such a focus on the vaccine. Where's the focus on people sick right now? This committee ought to know where all these monoclonal antibodies are. They ought to know where all the treatment protocols are. They ought to have a list of the treatment centers in Texas that actually treat patients with COVID-19. So I led the initiative. The second paper was published in a dedicated issue of They don't even know about these EUA antibodies. You heard from a 90-year-old gentleman who got bamlanivimab. Terrific. Where's the focus? There's such a focus on the vaccine. Where's the focus on people sick right now? This committee ought to know where all these monoclonal antibodies are. They ought to know where all the treatment protocols are. They ought to have a list of the treatment centers in Texas that actually treat patients with COVID-19. So I led the initiative. The second paper was published in a dedicated issue of Reviews in Cardiovascular Medicine. Now I had 57 authors, including Dr. Urso, Dr. Emmanuel, lead doctors in Houston, San Antonio, all over. And it was another worldwide paper. And now we have it updated, integrated. So yes, we use drugs to affect viral replication. The antibodies are terrific. We can use intracellular anti-infectives in that box. We use corticosteroids and inflammatory drugs. The best anti-inflammatory drug is colchicine. You've probably never heard about it. In the largest, highest quality randomized trial, over 4,000 patients, double-blind randomized placebo-controlled trial, there's a 50% reduction in mortality. No word of it. None. Complete block to anybody, colchicine. How can that be? How can that be? And then the most deadly part of the viral infection is thrombosis. So I have always treated my patients with something to treat the virus, something to treat the inflammation, and something to treat thrombosis, just as Dr. Urso had. But I have to tell you, what has gone on has been beyond belief. How many of you have turned on a local news station or a national cable news station and ever gotten an update on treatment at home? How many of you have ever gotten a single word about what to do when you get handed the diagnosis of COVID-19? No wonder. That is a complete and total failure at every level. Okay, let's take the White House. How come we didn't have a panel of doctors assigned to put all their efforts and stop these hospitalizations? Why don't we have doctors who actually treated patients get together in a group and every week give us an update? Why didn't we have that? Why didn't we have that at the state level? Zero. Why don't we have any reports about how many patients were treated and spared hospitalizations? I listened to 6 hours of testimony today. Zero. Zero. We have a complete and total blank spot on treatment. It is a blanking phenomenon. At least in the United States, there's some heroes. Now, the American Society of Physicians and Surgeons took the lead. They're the group. They've identified 35 treatment centers in Texas. They know who they are. They have emergency hotlines. They helped Dr. Hall put together this very brief pamphlet, but there's more, an extensive one. We can pass it around to everyone that at least gives people half a chance to find out about information. Okay? This is a complete and total travesty to have a fatal disease and not treat it. Now, the National Institutes of Health and the Infectious Disease Society of America started putting out guidelines in the treatment of COVID-19, and to this date, they nearly exclusively deal with the hospitalized patient. The two papers that I have published as the lead author and supported by wonderful people, by Dr. Urso, are the only publications in the peer-reviewed literature that tell doctors how to treat COVID-19 as an outpatient based on the support of scientific information. The only two. The Home Treatment Guide by the American Physicians and Surgeons is the only source of information available to patients on how to treat COVID-19 at home. The only source. So what could be done right here, right now? There's going to be more people that die in Texas, and it's an absolute tragedy. How about tomorrow? Let's have a law that says there's not a single result given out without a treatment guide and without a hotline of how to get into research. Let's put a staffer on this and find out all the research available in Texas, and let's not have a single person go home with a test result with their fatal diagnosis, sitting at home to 2 weeks of despair before they succumb to hospitalization and death. It is unimaginable in America that we can have such a complete and total blind spot. I blame the doctors for not stepping up. Where was the medical society stepping up and putting effort on this? How about from the federal and state agencies? There never was a single bit of group collaborative effort to stop the hospitalizations. Nobody even kind of thought about it. Bob Hall had me on a teleconference in April or May, and we're like, wait a minute. How come? Where's UT Southwestern? I'm a graduate of UT Southwestern. Where's A&M? Where's the rest of the universities? How come we're not stopping this? How come we are not stopping this? But it gets worse, because in the paper I published in December of 2020, you know what he did? I had a terrific doctor from Brazil. We went through country by country by country and just asked the question, what are other countries doing? When was the last time you turned on the news and ever got a window to the outside world? When did you ever get an update about how the rest of the world is handling COVID? Never. What's happened in this pandemic is the world has closed in on us. There's only one doctor whose face is on TV now. One. Not a panel. Doctors, we always work in groups. We always have different opinions. There's not a single media doctor on TV who's ever treated a COVID patient. Not a single one. There's not a single person in the White House task force has ever treated a patient. Why don't we do something bold? Why don't we put together a panel of doctors that have actually treated outpatients with COVID-19 and get them together for a meeting? And why don't we exchange ideas? And why don't we say how we can finish the pandemic strongly? Isn't it amazing? Think about this. Think about the complete and total blind spot. So what happened? I can tell you what happened. What happened in around May, it became known that the virus was going to be amenable to a vaccine. All efforts on treatment were dropped. The National Institutes of Health actually had a multi-drug program. They dropped it after 20 patients, said we can't find the patients. The most disingenuous announcement of all time. And then Warp Speed went full tilt for vaccine development. And there was a silencing of any information on treatment. Any. Silencing. Scrubbed from Twitter, YouTube. Can't get papers published on this. You can't. We can't even get information out in our own medical literature on this. There's been a complete scrubbing. So this program has been one of try to reduce the spread of the virus and wait for a vaccine. And when we vaccinate, all efforts have to be on vaccination. And probably if I had 4 hours of vaccination on here. Think about it as we sit here today. The calculations in Texas on herd immunity. The calculations are we're at 80% herd immunity right now with no vaccine effect. 80%. And more people are developing COVID today. They're going to become immune. People who develop COVID have complete and durable immunity. And a very important principle, complete and durable.
This is such an important fact. Once you get it and survive, you will never get it again. Your natural immune system will take care of the rest.
You can't beat natural immunity. You can't vaccinate on top of it and make it better. There's no scientific, clinical, or safety rationale for ever vaccinating a COVID-recovered patient. There's no rationale for ever testing a COVID-recovered patient. My wife and I are COVID-recovered. Why do we go through the testing outside? There's absolutely no rationale. I'd encourage this committee to actually look at what's being done and ask, is there any rationale? Is there any rationale for anything? Listen, there's plenty of COVID-recovered patients. Let them forego the vaccine and let people who are clamoring for it get it. But at 80% herd immunity, in the vaccine trials, fewer than 1% in the vaccine and the placebo actually get COVID, fewer than 1%. The vaccine's going to have a 1% public health impact. That's what the data says. It's not going to save us. We're already 80% herd immune. If we're strategically targeted, we can actually close out the pandemic very well with the vaccine, but strategically targeted. People under 50 who fundamentally have no health risks, there's no scientific rationale for them to ever become vaccinated. There's no scientific rationale. One of the mistakes I heard today as a rationale for vaccination is asymptomatic spread, and I want you to be very clear about this. My opinion is there is a low degree, if any, of asymptomatic spread. Sick person gives it to sick person. And the Chinese have published a study, British Medical Journal, 11 million people. They try to find asymptomatic spread. You can't find it. And that's been, you know, one of important pieces of misinformation. When Senator Hall called a conference call of what should we do in the Capitol when we reopened, I said, you know what? You know what we do at Baylor? You walk in and they zap your temperature. You got a temperature check and go in. I mean, do we test everybody who walks into the Baylor Hospital? No. Are they a lot sicker than everybody in this room? You better believe it. So why would we do something here at the Capitol that has absolutely positively no scientific rationale and then do it in this context? So my testimony as I sit here today is COVID-19 has always been a treatable illness. A very large study from McKinney, Texas, another one from New York City, show that when doctors treat patients early who are over age 50 with medical problems with a sequenced multi-drug approach with the available drugs, 4 to 6 drugs that are available to them, now the monoclonal antibodies are better, there's an 85% reduction in hospitalizations and death. 85%. 85%. I want you to remember that number. 85%. We have over 500,000 deaths in the 85%. 85%. I want you to remember that number. 85%. We have over 500,000 deaths in the United States. The preventable fraction could have been as high as 85% if our pandemic response would have been laser focused on the problem, the sick patient right in front of us. We're focused over here and focused over there and focused on masks and what have you. Laser focused, sick patient, treat them.
Well, there you go. Can you believe all these doctors? This is the top dog, man. I mean, he is it. And he's got the top guy underneath him. These are the top people in the world. And we don't listen to them, and we're listening to Fauci and Birch like they have never treated anybody. What the hell is wrong with this, folks? I'm sorry. This is ridiculous. And are we to believe that none of these people, these politicians, are aware of this? Like, I don't believe that in a heartbeat. I'm sorry. That's about 450,000 people dead because they didn't need to be. This is murder, folks. Planned murder for money and for politics and to overthrow our republic. And I have found one of his reports. I'm going to another one that he put out. I'm going to post that to my list. I've got to get somebody else or I'm going to be doing my own homepage. Looks like that all fell through. But I want to put this information out so everybody has access to it. Knowledge is power, folks. Knowledge is power. And you know the thing that just really irritates me to no end? I watch Hannity especially and some of these other ones. I like some of the stuff they do, but they're always, well, the media's not doing anything. They're lying. Guess what, folks? There is no logic to a lie. It is a lie because there's no facts. You cannot figure out why a person lies. We know it's power and money, but there's no logic. You can't have logic with no facts. You have to have a fact. Just like you can't say, well, what is this versus that if you don't know 1 + 1 = 2. That is a fact. In math, that's a fact, and it's logic. I don't get it how people do not understand a lie has no facts, so therefore there can be no logic. It's strictly about something that is illogical, like greed, power, and just plain darn evil of being the minions of one of Satan's little old troopers. That's it. Not hard to figure out. If you're a liar, you're a liar. That's it. And when you're a liar, that means there's no facts. It means there's no logic. And the father of all liars is who? Satan. The Bible tells us so. I don't see how that's really hard to figure out. And Fauci is a liar. Birch. Dr. Birch is a liar. And the Democratic Party is of the minions of Satan. And that's not hard to figure out because look at who their leaders are. They lie. Pelosi, Schumer, AOC, all those idiots. Schiff. God, these people wouldn't know a fact of the truth who walked up and bit them in the butt. They'd probably die of poisoning. Truth, get a hold of them. They're evil. Now, here is something. What was some of the things that he talked about? Well, one of the things I saw was doxycycline. That was used in the Gulf War syndrome that we didn't give our troops, but France did, and they went home with no problems. Hydroxychloroquine, which Trump brought out. Oh, my God, we can't do that because Trump did it. That's in his report. Amazing. It's a shock to the conscience. I don't know what to say. Thank you.
truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, we're back here. Are we in trouble when the most published top heart and kidney guy in the world, folks, can't get his information out? Does that tell you we're in trouble? I mean, this is him and the guy. They don't get any better. Now we got the universities, which he goes after, are silent. Why? Probably because they're getting money and they've been told, shut up or we will cut off your money. How about these doctors? They ain't got no conies, or they haven't been taught, like some of them said, on vaccinations. They spent a half a day. Maybe. They don't have a clue what's going on. I got a video I'm going to be posting of three nurses that got sucked into this. They're all shaky and just totally screwed up their whole lives. Gone. Because they were told, get the shot. And then it's like a badge of honor. Hey, I got my vaccination. It's not even a vaccination. I've got to read a paper here on contagion because it looks like we've been scammed the whole time on this nonsense of these vaccinations. And then the one that's a vaccine today is not even like the old vaccination, we had to get around and modify, put in this mRNA to modify our DNA. Who in the holy hell would think about wanting to modify your DNA? You got to be kidding me, folks. Are you stupid? Are they giving you the information about the tests and how the problems they had with the animals? 3, 6, 9 months in, they were dying and getting all kinds of diseases? Did they give you that before you took the shot? Did you ask? When they say, oh, you got to get it or whatever, say, where's your evidence? Where is your evidence? I want facts. Just follow the science. Okay, dokey. I got an IQ on the plus side of 100. Where in the heck is the science? And it sure better not be Fauci and Burke and all these other idiots. They don't have a clue. They're liars, folks. And they're on all the time. They have no facts. They're liars. No science. American frontline doctors, that Dr. Emmanuel or something like her name was from Nigeria, 300 hydroxychloroquine, no losses. This doctor here, his name is Peter McCulloch, M-C, and capital C-U-L-L-O-U-G-H. The top guy in the world can't get stuff out. How can we be in such... This is like the gates of hell, folks. Satan's taken over. I saw a video come through. Can't think of his name right now. I'll look it up here in a minute. Saying when the Arizona audit comes out, as they say, get some popcorn, because there's going to be a hell of a show. That's the trigger, according to this person. And he is one of the people that was in the know. I'm hoping that's what's going to happen. I saw a video on Judge Barrett. And she may not be who we think she is. Now, I don't know this for a fact, but it rings true to some degree. Why? I look at her first decision on the Administrative Procedures Act, and she poo-pooed the informal rulemaking, which I happen to know one hell of a lot about, because I read what Congress said about it, and it's true. And she poo-pooed it. So when the time come to on the Trump thing, on the voter illegality, if she can't figure that out, she's in the wrong damn position. She recused herself. Why? So now I'm giving validity that maybe she is not who she says she is. Well, this is unconfirmed, that she's a good friend of Comrade Kamala Harris, and that she has a child that we don't know for sure came from where, because the Clintons, this is unconfirmed, but probably true, went to Haiti, and about 3/4 of those kids vanished. Where do you think they might have went? Child trafficking, you think? And they weren't orphans, most of them, either. This Epstein thing I saw with the two guards have admitted, yeah, we lied. Is Epstein dead? I don't think he probably is. I don't have any facts to believe that or to prove it. We have been lied to so much. Waco was a lie. Flat out lie. Oklahoma City was a flat out lie. There was. I watched it. They were taking out military bombs. Then all of a sudden it was a car. What happened to those military bombs that they were showing pictures of as they were bringing them out? Oh, well, they just went away. Then all of a sudden it's a Ryder truck. That's an impossibility. You can't do it. The law of physics says you can't do what it supposedly did from a distance. It can't happen. They had an expert come in and says, it's an impossibility, folks. It's physics. It's not going to happen. Then we have a shooter in Nevada shooting multiple guns at the same time, 800 rounds. Where's all the forensics? Where's the, be quiet. Never happened. Just thing. Vince Foster, White House. He gets up Marcy Park. No blood, no big deal. We get somebody to do the autopsy that wouldn't be qualified to do one for a cat. It's all right. Scalia, he dies. No autopsy. Mandated. Shh, quiet, quiet. Get rid of that. We just got rid of him. It just goes on and on and on. And then we have 911, the Twin Towers. All skyscrapers are built to withstand an airplane hit. Period. End of story. We had two of them. 780,000 tons turned to dust in 10 seconds. We even had a TV guy that wasn't in on it. Says, well, where's the debris? Yeah, like, duh. Pictures of steel towers or steel girders falling, turning to dust. Now, how in the holy heck does steel turn to dust in midair? How does that happen? We had the thermite. We had the nuclear. We had this nonsense. And only one person, Dr. Judy Wood, lost her professor at Clemson University, wrote a doc, the only forensic investigation of 911. She even took it to the court and to the Second Circuit, and they said, what's too hot to handle? She knew the two companies that knew who had this technology. What did the government do? They want to win. We want a commission just like the 911 on the what happened on January 6th. Does anybody know what happened on the 911 commission? It was a computer freaking model. It was a model. You can fake anything. You put a garbage in, you get garbage out. It was a model. They didn't look at the facts. How many people know that? How many people know there were seven buildings went down? Not just two, seven. How did the other five go down? How did cars that were 1,200 feet away end up all burnt and all sorts of things without actually burning? How did that happen? Where's the evidence of the airplane? Oh, there's none. Oh, they just went away in the rubble. Does anybody? It's just amazing. And there's still... We're supposed to think that a bunch of Arabs did this? They can't even fly a single-engine airplane? You've got to be kidding me. That's the story. It was two airplanes. Oh, you betcha. What is wrong with people's logic? They got about a 10-second, 20-second attention span, and I see it. Well, what you see, I seen a rabbit come out of a hat at a magic show. I personally witnessed that. So does that mean that rabbits come out of top hats? I do not think so. We have Floyd, George Floyd. Oh, it just makes me... We had Brown and Ferguson. Hands up, don't shoot. It was a lie. This guy did three felonies in 11 minutes. He attacked a cop, tried to get a gun away, got shot, run away, run back towards the cop, a 300-pound thug running towards you. What are you going to do? Oh, I'll call my social worker. Or what? Oh, maybe I can arm wrestle. He got shot because he was a thug, a garbage piece of thug. And what do? They get a white... I don't know why they would always white in today's world. We got a white carriage, horse-drawn, like he's some sort of a hero. And we did the same thing for George Floyd. We filled a church full of people like, oh, my God. And what the autopsy say? I watched all sorts of detective-type stories. I like Good Burger Mystery or whatever. They use autopsies to determine... the facts of the death. You can speculate all you want. There was no injury to the neck. There was no injury to the esophagus. There was no injury to anything to up there at all. Zero, zip, nada. The man died of fentanyl, three times a lethal overdose, and well, we just kind of go past those facts. Because I saw, and what are we using today? We don't use facts. We don't use law. They're telling us what they're doing. It's called equity. Equity means there's no law. It's what I think is fair. And if I think being a racist, like Lightfoot in Chicago, the mayor, I am not going to have any of them what folk over there in Mars reporters. I'm going to have black folk. Like, what the hell? Really? Because if they're white, somehow we're reporting on all the deaths and all the, you're defunding the police and screwing up the neighborhoods, especially the black neighborhoods. We've got black killing black, and you don't give a rat's rump. No, she don't care. And she's even hooked up with a white gal in her lesbian thing that's a foot higher than her. How does that work out? Does she give her a black face? I don't know. She can't have white reporters, but she's got a, she go home to a white gal? I just literally cannot make up this stuff. It is so far beyond reality. Comes under pure evil. It's a lie. And there are no facts in lies. There is no logic in lies. At some point, hopefully, people will figure that out. You can't put logic to what somebody does that is a liar. They're doing it for power, for money, and God knows what, and they may not even know. They're just liars. That's what they are. And here, this top doctor, all of this stuff, we could have nipped this in the bud. This closure and all that is all a bunch of nonsense, shutting everything down. Does anybody not see we can close down all the small businesses and we keep all the large big stores open, Walmart and Target and Amazon and the grocery stores and all that stuff? What are you going to do if you want to destroy capitalism? You kill all the small businesses. That's what they're doing. Sheesh. If the big guys are open, why the hell can't the small ones be open? Huh? Up here in Wasilla, we've been without masks and all that nonsense for God, I don't know how many months. Nothing happened. It's a lie. I go into the brewery, get around and have hot wings and a beer. Big dang deal. Help finally quit wearing masks, but nobody else was. There was no social distancing. There was no nothing. Nothing happened. It's a lie. When are people going to fight? That's like I saw these nurses, which is just, I see these people like in Minneapolis or whatever, where their businesses are destroyed. Why don't they understand there's starting to be a little bit? What is the problem, folks? You have to analyze the problem. How did we end up here? Because we got around, and probably for two reasons. First of all, we have evil people in charge. They're liars. Now, how did they get there? Did the people not vote, or was it these Dominion machines? I saw where the replies briefs are due in Sidney Powell's suit in D.C., My Pillow Guy, Mike Lindell, he has on his frankspeech.com and Lindell TV two different videos. Absolute proof. It was all rigged. And it's been rigged for decades. These people, China and God knows who else, have been controlling who is running our country. Now, if I was in China and I was controlling, I'd be putting these crazy Democrats in charge to destroy the cities, bring them down. Why not? We don't know the elections were. There are no elections. See, this they brought up even in Alaska. See, I wonder how we get all these corrupt judges up here. I'm going over to a meeting again tomorrow night. The Republicans. Conservatives, I want to do something. I want to get real conservatives. They want to do funding. I got a great idea. How about we, the Alaska court system, was constitutional technically till 1974. In the 1974, the Alaska Bar Association created a whole new court system, renamed the courts, renamed the venue, and said, we're doing administrative courts. And everybody went with it. The other side's still there. So now we got a choice. Do you want the constitutional side? It's still in the dang code. Well, let's just get around and change the code. You turn it over to the bar. Which is it? And then they bitch about the court system. They don't get the right decisions. Well, there's nobody home. They're beholding to the Alaska Bar. They give them 2 oaths, 5 and 64. They can't do constitutional law. I knew that 20 years ago. I just didn't know why then. They can't even do it if they want, because they kick them out. You can't play in our world unless you...
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Okay, well, we're back here, and I'm going to cover the next hour. What do you do if you got a whole bunch of letters from Internal Revenue criminals? First of all, I put out a corrected, the W-4. You pull out your name and address. And down below number four, I think it's a D or something, you write in the word exempt, and you sign it and send it in. That is an implied-in-law contract. They send you one. Would you like to sign up? An implied-in-law means they want you to volunteer an obligation to them but they have no obligation to you. It is not an express contract. It's called an implied in law contract. So you modify it. You write exempt and send it back. And if your employer accepts it, they're technically bound by that. That is a valid implied in law contract. You write exempt. You don't have to say why. You don't have to do anything. You just write in the word exempt. It's in the instructions. Now, what happens if the employer doesn't want to go there? Send me the documentation. Number one, I can write a nice letter to the employer to tell them that they've got their head shoved up there, you know where. But what else? Say, well, you know what? I know who has the answer, the area director. It is mandated that the area director of the IRS, which they don't want to tell you who it is, that's fine, I've got the names of a few of them. You send it to the commissioner, and I would send a couple to my senator and representative because I have been unable to determine, and you haven't given me who they are. I want you to forward this to the area director of the Internal Revenue Service. And they have 6 months to up or down it. And if after 6 months they don't, you can sue them for up to $1 million. How about those apples? That's a remedy. But go after the employer and say, guess what? You know, I got a slight problem here. Maybe you probably don't understand. This is an implied in law contract. And when you took this, you were bound by it. Now, you may not want to honor it. But here's a couple of reasons why you should. May not have to threaten them, but they're technically liable. Depends on who the employer is, how strong I can make it. I need to know that. But said, hey, I got somebody over here. It says the area director is bound to show if this is valid or not. Let's let them make up that decision. How about those apples? We will abide by their decision if they come forward with facts and stuff to support it, which they can't. I already know the answer. Yeah, that's one of the nice things about throwing lawyers. Always know the answer before you ask the question. I have got to that part now. I have. Not bragging. I am trying to show people the real evidence of the con. It's just like this COVID-19. We have been lied to. This lockdown is a crock of smoke. The vaccinations are they're experimental. They can't force you to take an experimental. And there is no way an HELL I would take a vaccine, period. Especially this mRNA. You got to be crazy. I want to modify my DNA. And I don't know what's going to happen. Especially with there's over 4,000 people have died that they have certified. That's probably the low number. And then we got all kinds of people with injuries, lifetime injuries, screwed up their total lives by taking a vaccination, of which this doctor says herd immunity is there. And it's permanent if you get it, the immunity back in them.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening.